You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, let's get right to it. It is the Morning Take with WCCO's Blois Olson, who joins me right now. Blois, let's start in Brooklyn Center. We talked yesterday about your conversation with Matt Burke. You also talked to Mike Elliott, the mayor of Brooklyn Center, on the Sunday Take. And last night, the city voted for a dramatic change to the police department, although it wasn't exactly the one that Mayor Elliott wanted, and it has to do with kind of the title of the person who will oversee this public safety department.
Yeah, they moved a little over $1 million to policing differently in Brooklyn Center. It eliminates three police officer positions. And then the mayor wanted that person who's going to run this part of the department to be a director. City Council disagreed. Dante Wright's mother, Katie Wright, threatened to take her name, her son's name off the ordinance and the bill because she said they were not fully funding it. It's just not clear how it's going to work. They right. call it a citizen traffic department. And so in my mind, and I talked to Mayor Elliott about this, you know, in my mind, a lot of this public safety debate is imagining reform requires some pretty detailed thinking because we've been trained for our whole life to see it in one way or another.
Yep.
And I will say Mayor Elliott was much better at kind of laying this out than the advocates in Minneapolis. He used statistics, he used things like that. But, you know, it passed 5-0. So it says, you know, they're unified in trying to do this in Brooklyn Center. But they're, you know, they're all on the ballot this year, too. The mayor doesn't know if he's going to run again. They have budget challenges up there. So I think implementation is going to be the key, and doing it during the middle of, you know, rising crime is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, especially it's a dramatic move, especially with the Kim Potter trial starting tomorrow. It's something that we've been keeping our eye on, and we will continue to do that. Big day, you know, with the Capitol Press Corps today, Blois. It's Budget Forecast Day, one of those holidays for the old Capitol Press Corps. We love them. And Governor Walz, yesterday, speaking to the Association of the Minnesota Counties, says it's going to be the best they've ever seen. Obviously, he knows there's some reporters in the room, so we'll create a little buzz on that. But what are you hearing about what the budget outlook for the state of Minnesota looks like?
The number that I will float this morning in the newsletter is $6 billion surplus over the next biennium. A lot of that is federal money, but a good deal of it is, you know, they really revised the forecast at the beginning of the pandemic, wisely so, because you didn't know what the economy was going to do. So they went very conservative. But tax collections to the state have increased as much as $750 million in just the first quarter of this budget cycle, or the first 4 months of this budget cycle, which just started July 1st. So just put that in perspective. You kind of extrapolate that out. You look at the federal infrastructure bill. Now you could have the Build Back Better bill. If they put all that in there, we're talking about $6 billion And it's going to be, they don't need a new budget this coming legislative session, but obviously with a governor's race and every legislator up, there'll be a supplemental budget, and they're going to fight over tax cuts and spending like dogs and cats.
Yeah, and Governor Walz is being perfectly honest about how he's going to brag about these numbers, saying, I get blamed for every damn thing else, so he's going to brag about this. Republicans, you mentioned it, with tax collections up, I'm sure they'll be out today saying, okay, why are we collecting so much in taxes when we've got this big surplus?
Yeah, and there's an early poll out from the Senate and the American Experiment. It's a light, it's a right-leaning group,
yep.
But it shows that Minnesotans are divided. 28% say invest more in state programs, and then other pockets, 21% say cut taxes or give rebates. So it is a divided Minnesota on what to do with this money. And you're right, the governor is going to try to take a lot of credit for this. And he can take some credit for, you know, a conservative forecast and then higher collections. But his messages of reelection are that, you know, he saved jobs and saved lives through the COVID stuff. And, you know, there's still a lot of people in the business community that just aren't buying the, he did everything he could to help business. So I think he's got to come out with some sort of job growth plan or something like that to counter Republicans. Otherwise, we're going to have 11 months of that debate, Adam, which will be very exhausting.
Does that $6 billion figure you're hearing about, does that include this opioid settlement that is on the horizon here?
No, because that will be distributed through the counties and the attorney general. So I don't imagine that will be part of the surplus forecast.
So that goes to counties. Okay.
Yeah, they usually don't forecast legal settlements unless, like the tobacco settlement got set aside so that could fund parts of the state budget, but it wasn't ever part of the forecast before we got the money.
Big chunk of money there coming from opioid companies. You know, the holidays fill us up with joy, and they also fill us up with lists. And I would imagine, how many holiday lists are you compiling?
Well, the research team is mad at work. They actually asked if they even got, you know, the holidays off this year, and I said, we'll see. But there'll be at least three lists between now and the end of the year.
Very nice. We look forward to that. Blois, thank you. Have a good morning, sir.
Sounds good, Adam. Talk to you soon.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.